But the bard, the son of Terpes, still had escaped dark doom, Phemius, who sang perforce among the suitors. He stood, holding the tuneful lyre in his hands, close to the postern door, and in his heart he doubted whether to hasten from the hall to the massive altar of great Zeus, guardian of courts, and take his seat where oftentimes Laertes and Odysseus had burned the thighs of beeves, or whether he should run and clasp Odysseus by the knees. Reflecting thus, it seemed the better way to touch the knees of Laertes' son, Odysseus. He laid his hollow lyre upon the ground, midway between the mixer and the silver-studded chair, ran forward to Odysseus, clasped his knees, and spoke imploringly these winged words. "I clasp your knees, Odysseus. Oh, respect and spare me. To you yourself hereafter grief will come if you destroy a bard who sings to gods and men. Self-taught am I. God planted in my heart all kinds of song, and I had thought to sing to you as to a god. Then do not seek to slay me. Telemachus, your own dear son, will say how not through will of mine, nor seeking gain, I lingered at your palace, singing to the suitors at their feasts. For being more and stronger men than I, they brought me here by force." What he had said, revered Telemachus heard, and he quickly called to his father, who was standing near, "Hold, for the man is guiltless. Do not stab him with the sword. And let us also spare Medon the page, who here at home used to have charge of me while I was still a child, unless, indeed, Philetius or the swineherd slew him, or he encountered you as you stormed along the hall." What he was saying, Medon, that man of understanding, heard, for he lay crouching underneath a chair, wrapped in a fresh-flayed ox's hide, seeking to shun dark doom. Straightway he rose from underneath the chair, quickly cast off the hide, sprang forward to Telemachus, clasped his knees, and cried imploringly in winged words, "Friend, stay your hand. It is I. And speak to your father, or exulting in his sharp sword, he will destroy me out of indignation at the suitors, who wasted the possessions in his halls, and in their folly paid no heed to you." But wise Odysseus, smiling, said, "Be of good cheer, for he has cleared you and saved you, that in your heart you may perceive and may report to others how much more safe is doing good than ill. But both of you, leave the hall and sit outside, out of this bloodshed, in the court, you and the full-voiced bard, till I have accomplished in the house all that I still must do." Even as he spoke, the pair went forth and left the hall, and both sat down by the altar of great Zeus, peering about on every side as still expecting death. Odysseus, too, peered round his hall to see if any living man were lurking there, seeking to shun dark doom. He found them all laid low in blood and dust, and in such numbers as the fish, which fishermen draw to the shelving shore out of the foaming sea, in meshy nets. These all, sick for the salt sea wave, lie heaped upon the sands, while the resplendent sun takes life away. So lay the suitors, heaped on one another.